Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31. To recap Chapter 30, Iyov painstakingly articulated the sharp contrast of his present life with the blessed life he lived before the tragedy struck. Now, post-personal Holocaust, Iyov is the butt of ridicule by those whom he previously ridiculed, and now he is the epitome of suffering and loneliness. In our chapter, chapter 31, Iyov will emphasize and highlight all the chesed, the ethical and spiritually moral and ethical deeds that he did throughout his life, proving that he does not deserve this torture at all. This is Iyov's last soliloquy. The structure of the book is such. First, Iyov responds to the friend's arguments. In the end, when he can pontificate without rebuttals, he gives voice to his full criticisms of the friends, his views on fear of God and true knowledge, God's overwhelming power, and his acute loneliness and the cruelty of his sufferings that are clearly not punishments in his view. The contrast of his previous life and present life was very powerful. And now he wants to give a ringing vindication of the moral and ethical life that he lived. Iyov wants to end on this note. And in our chapter, Iyov calls out to God and invites him to see his righteousness and moral deeds. Iyov says in this chapter, and I am presenting them in the order of this chapter. How was I moral, says Iyov? My eyes never wandered, nor did my feet. I never stole. I never committed adultery. I always dealt fairly with my servants. I aided the poor. I aided the orphan. I aided the widow. In judgment, when I sat at the gates of the city, where justice is meted out, I always defended the orphan. I never served idolatry. I was never joyous when my enemy was defeated. I entertained and welcomed guests, hachnasat orchim. I swear, says Iyov, that I am telling the truth and I'm not hiding my iniquity. But even though I was so good and I did all the right things that are in all the lists of all the best person lists, no one's listening to me. No one believes me. I want someone to listen to me. Verse 34. Mi yiten li shomea li. Hen tavi shaddai ya'aneni. V'sefer katav ish rivi. Oh, that I had someone to give me a hearing. Oh, that Hashem, God, would reply to my writings. Or that my accuser would draw up a bill. Im lo al shichmi esa'enu, e'en denu atarotli. I would carry it on my shoulder, tie it around me as a wreath. I would give him an account of my steps and offer it to a commander. Im alai admati tizak, v'yachad tlameha yivkayun. If my land cries out against me, it furrows, weep together. This is a very famous phrase, Imalai admati tizak. Right? We want the land to cry out in these times. Mispar tsa'adai agidenu, kmo nagid akarvenu. I would give him an account of my steps, offer it to my commander. I have never eaten the produce of the land without payment. Im kocha achalti bli kasef V'nefesh be'alea hipachti? Yetze choach v'tachat se'ora v'asha. Tamu divrei Iyov. Iyov ends with a very interesting phrase. He says, my case is finished. Metzudat David says, it's not an omniscient narrator that says Iyov's words end here. Iyov himself is stating that he made his case and there is nothing more to say. He recounted his unbearable pain and his loss and his personal standing, which is now terrible. He enumerated his meticulous moral and ethical behavior. So now he says, my case is finished before God. What is fascinating, at the end of his entire moral and ethical defense, Iyov adds an interesting coda. Not only was I moral and ethical with my dealings with humans, I was an environmentalist. I never abused the earth and soil. In sum, I was upright to God, man, and the environment. Listen to those psukim again. Imalai admati tizak v'yachad tlameha yifkayun. If my land cries out against me, its furrows weep. Together? Im kocha achalti bli chasef, v'nefesh ba'alea hipachti? Did I ever eat its produce without paying back the land? And made repair to the earth? Tachat chita yitze choach, v'tachat se'ora ba'asha. May nettles grow there instead of wheat, instead of barley, stinkweed, now. Because I treated the land correctly, and now that I'm not, or I don't have that opportunity, then the earth should suffer as well. The more classic explanation is that if Iyov abused other people in his dealings, then his harvest would have been affected. As it says in Breshit, in Genesis, one of the earliest punishments of Adam, was that the earth was cursed because of his behavior, and he would have to work by the sweat of his brow to produce bread. Bezeat apecha tochal lechem. The Ralbag, Gersonides, 1300 Provence, southern France, sums up all of Iyov's last speeches in this manner. Iyov was always of the view that humans were responsible for their actions, and he always acted accordingly and never sinned. That's Iyov's view. He was always a believer in recompense, in gemul, and acted accordingly, meaning Iyov assumed God always pays back those who act in a certain way, and Iyov deserves goodness because he acted always in a good manner. Therefore, this is in the view of Ralbag, Iyov thinks, the tragedies that befell him, Iyov, cannot be as a result of punishment. So what could be the answer? How could he be suffering? It can't be God directly. So it must be that God detached himself from man's actions and doesn't relate to their actions. That is why Iyov is upset with God, because he behaved with one set of expectations about the world, that all his good deeds will be paid back in a positive way, and that would lead him to a great destiny. And now he has a bad destiny that he doesn't deserve. So that's why Iyov is so upset, because he expected the world to work in a certain way. If you do good, good happens to you. And now that that doesn't happen, then Iyov is thinking, why is God detaching himself from the world and from man's actions? Why don't my actions all lead to a very specific result? And that's what's bothering Iyov so much. This disconnect between what he was expecting and what really happened. So to sum up, in our chapter, Iyov calls out to God and invites him to see his righteousness and moral deeds, and act upon that, and pay him positively. Iyov said, My eyes never wandered. I never stole. I never committed adultery. I dealt fairly with my servants. I aided the poor, the orphan, the widow. I never served idolatry. I was never even joyous when my enemy was defeated. I entertained and welcomed guests. So how can all these bad things be happening to me? And that's how he ends his case. Tamu divrei Iyov. Iyov's words end here. Iyov said, I made my case. There is nothing more to say. What more is there to say? Who's going to answer me? In the next chapter, chapter 32, we are introduced to a new character, Elihu, who in his own eyes will add a different perspective. So we're going to see, what does Elihu say? What will he add to our discussion so far in the book of Iyov? Thank you for studying together the Ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.